was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely like he was cruising for bruising.
I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
You just told me it was in Punk Into Number 2. Yeah, that's why he doesn't come up on Fable 11. So after yelling and screaming and telling him why he wasn't coming up on Fable 11.
Hey, 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 happy Thursday evening, everyone. Happy November. It is a happy November. We have had some amazing weather carrying us right through to the fall and hopefully beyond. So, hi, everyone. This is Mary Ann. I'm Mary Ann, and you're listening to Money Matters with Mary Ann. And if anybody's tuning in for the first time, this is a show with a bit of a twist. All of my songs have a money-related theme, and I sprinkle in some financial advice throughout the show to help you have happier, healthier finances. So, what are we talking about tonight? Well, I decided to have a little bit of fun tonight. And if you're wondering why, it's because this is a special show, to me at least, because it marks 1 year since I started this show. I can't believe it's been a year. And so I wanted to share a little bit with you as to why I started doing this show. Well, there's lots of reasons. It all started when I was on the Jordy Morgan Show, 95.7, the news station. We did some advertising and we started a show called Ask Dr. Debt. And basically, I did a half an hour segment where I went on and talked about money issues and people called in and got to ask questions and I got to answer them. And it was a whole lot of fun. And so when our community station started up, I mentioned to those organizing it that I'd done that, it'd been a lot of fun, and if they thought it would be beneficial to the station and the community, that I would be open to doing that. Well, we couldn't quite figure out how to make that work because the studio is not equipped to take calls, and we are a small community, so calling in and asking your personal financial questions might be uncomfortable for some people. So I thought about it, and we chatted a bit more about it, until we came up with basically this style of show where I do give advice. And if you do want to ask a question, you can most definitely call in. It's all confidential, of course. I don't share any personal information. Or you can email in a question and I'll answer it on an upcoming show. So that's kind of how this started. It was very nerve-wracking initially when I did this. I've never been on the radio on my own with someone else, without someone else kind of operating all the behind scenes. But Gail and Jamie were awesome and did a lot of training and helped walk us through. So it was just fabulous. So if anybody out there is thinking they might like to have a show, then step forward, reach out, let them know. We're always looking for new ideas and new topics to go on the air and to share with the community. So that's how Money Matters with Mary Ann was born. It was a year ago, actually last week. I forgot to mention it last week, so I'm celebrating this week. So I want to have a little fun on the show tonight, and so I picked out all my favorite money songs, and I'm going to play those. However, if anybody has a song that they would like played, you absolutely give me a call here at the studio at 902-858-2077, or pop an email to studio@covefm.com, and I'll pay attention to that. Or if you haven't gone on Facebook, found the Cove FM page and liked it, please do that. And so we're always posting updates on that page as well, and you can always post a request on that page. So that's who I am. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Oh, I didn't tell you what we're talking about. So the other thing I'm doing is I didn't come up with a specific topic. Instead, I brought my deck of oracle cards with me. And if you don't know what those are, they're like tarot cards. Basically, they're messages. And it's a beautiful deck with beautiful messages. And I thought what I would do throughout the show, as I have time, is pull one of those cards, share the message, and then relate it to money and finances, and just give a general message to all of you, to all the listeners out there. And yeah, that's what I'm going to do because I thought that that would be fun. So again, if you do want to call in, you just feel free. I can't answer the phone while I'm talking, but I can definitely answer it when there's music playing. And so again, the number is 858-2077 or studio@covefm.com. All right, let's kick things off with the money funny. I have a little money funny here for you. And then we'll move right into the music part of the show. Here we go. My husband, an attorney, is frequently consulted by clients who, after learning what the cost of legal services will be, decide to do without his aid. Recently, the elderly minister of a small, struggling church came in with a legal problem. After patiently listening to an explanation of my husband's fees, he left the office with a prudent, "Thank you, sir, but I believe I'll just pray this one through." So I thought that was really cute and kind of fitting for the show because we're going to do messages. Okay, so what do we have coming up? My first two song picks are Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million, because that's just such a fun song. And actually, the next one might even be funner. I know that's not an actual word, but I'm using it tonight. And that would be The Monkees, Gonna Buy Me a Dog, which always gets me laughing. So let's kick the show off with those two tunes. I'll be back with the Lessons Learned segment. And a little bit later, I will pull a card and a message for all of you on your money and finances. Stay tuned.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house,
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere. Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there would already be foods laid out for us, with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet,
yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains,
ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Mm.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Where's the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's
at. 'Cause she knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a dog to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You couldn't teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
'Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog here over by those spot.
My girl, no love, no how.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
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 I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has one.
35
bucks.
Come in?
Okay. I'm going to buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
'Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm going to buy me a dog. What, my girl don't love me no how. How?
Now,
now,
brown cow.
I think I'm gonna buy me a dog, yes sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna buy, I think dog would be the word.
Dog?
It would be dog.
Definitely
that would come springing from my lips. Dog. Boing, boing, boing. It'd be springing from my.
Can you turn it off, please? Can somebody open the door and let us out?
You're listening to 88.7 Cove FM.
Hi, this is Johnny Max, and you can listen to the best music you've never heard on Sunday Morning Soul every Sunday from 10 till noon on 88.7 Cove FM.
And there you go. There were two great songs to kick things off. Both of them I find incredibly amusing. So I was having fun singing in the studio and laughing. What a great way to start off the evening. All right. So I'm going to talk about lessons learned, things that came up throughout the week that I thought were worth sharing, worth reminding, or maybe you're hearing this for the first time. Who knows? Let's begin. You can be the judge. All right, the first statement I wrote down is, I didn't file my taxes because I didn't make much money and I figured I'd break even. And then I wrote a great big no, exclamation, exclamation. So this was someone who had come in to see me, hadn't filed their taxes for, gosh, I don't know, 4 years, were self-employed, thought I'm not really making any money. By the time they filed their taxes, they didn't owe a whole lot of money, but when you don't file, or you file late, sorry, when you don't file late, Revenue Canada slaps a whole bunch of late filing fees and penalties and interest on you. And so by the time that all got taken care of, the amount that he owed was double or triple what it was originally. and far too much for him to be able to pay on the income he was bringing in. So I've said this before, I will say it again, file your taxes, file your taxes, file your taxes every single year. If you can do it yourself, great. There's some wonderful programs. If not, there's community resources if you're low income. You can go to H&R Block. There's lots of local people who do taxes on the side from home that have some great prices as well. Number two, I never had to keep track. I had lots of money. And so this comes up a lot, but recently this week from one person I had been meeting with who, as part of the service we provide, had to keep track of where their money went. And so they came in with their first report and they were very surprised to see how much money was being spent on miscellaneous stuff like restaurants, stopping, you know, fast food, picking up treat snacks, that sort of thing. And so they said they never did keep track. They never had to. So I'm going to argue that everyone should keep track. And the more money you make, the more you should keep track because you have more resources that you can make use of and put to work for you. And when you don't keep track, then you're handing your control over to, I was going to say to someone else, but you're just really giving it away, not to anyone in particular. And you're not in a position to make the best decisions around your money. So that's the reason for tracking where your money goes. And when I say tracking where your money goes, you don't need to track your mortgage payment and your car payment. You don't really need to track your utilities and insurances. It's good to know what they are. It's good to shop around for the best rates. But I'm talking about your everyday spending, your gas, your groceries, your Tim Hortons, your restaurants, your movies, entertainment, recreation, liquor store, that kind of stuff. And a lot of people don't track because they don't want to see it. And I get that. But that's not going to help you. So that's a little bit like, well, it's a little bit like eating, not paying attention to what you're eating, not getting on the scale, except you don't have to get on the scale to feel the effects of overeating or eating the wrong stuff. Your finances, you can kind of hide that a little bit more and a little bit longer. So number three, do you have a spending plan is the question I wrote down. And then I wrote, it's in my head. And this comes up a lot. One of my questions is, do you make a plan of where your spending plan of where your money's going to go each month? Some people say yes. Some people say no. Many say yes, it's in my head. If you have a plan in your head, I can guarantee you it's not a great working plan. Doesn't mean some people aren't good at doing that. They don't really need, everybody's different. There's no cookie cutter method. And, you know, it might just be that you have things written down on a calendar or in your smartphone or something like that. Or you might be very organized and know what you need to pay and when you need to pay it. The biggest benefit that I've seen in all my years of doing this myself personally and for my clients is if you have a plan of where your money's going to go, you don't have to kind of sit down and think about it every month or every payday. It's already done for you. Because in a perfect world, you would do up a monthly plan, photocopy it 12 times, and there it is for every month. Now, it takes time to get to that point, but ideally, that's where you'd want to be. Personally, my plan is on an Excel spreadsheet. I've been doing it so long, I don't need to tweak it very much. It incorporates my regular spending, my bills, the money that I set aside for things that come up like car repairs and Christmas 2 months away. And I'd like to say an emergency fund, but that's not in my plan right at the moment. And investments, retirement. And so it encompasses everything. And it works pretty darn well, 80%, I would say, because, you know, life happens and things shift and change. And there always has to be some adjustments made for that. So those are the three things that came up this week that I thought were worth sharing. So I said that I have my Wisdom of the Oracle deck cards with me. And so I'm just going to put myself right on the spot and I'm going to randomly pick a card and then I'm going to share some message around finances from that card. So I'm a little nervous, I have to say. I don't usually do this in public. I just usually do this for friends. Oh my God, I love these cards. They're so beautiful. I wish you could see what I'm seeing. I'll describe it. So the card that came up is the Observer card, and it's a beautiful golden yellow card with this fox with a telescope looking up into the sky on the moon. Now, the Observer card came in upside down. And when the card comes in upside down, it's a warning message. And I love this because because I think this really plays into the messages I just shared. So I'm going to read just the short message for you, and I'll give you my two cents on it. So it's a protection message. Ever think sometimes your life options are suction cupped to your face and you can't see beyond yourself? There's a big world out there, a multitude of potential realities that you're unable to perceive at present. So you're a little stuck. It's time to get advice from someone you trust, someone who has a better perspective on your circumstances. Other points of view are needed now before you move forward. Take heart. A beautiful vista is waiting for you to drink it in. You just need a little help widening your scope beyond your small self. Oh my God, what a great card that is. Excuse me. So how fitting is that? I mean, what is this show about? It's about offering advice for you on your finances. What is this card saying? It's saying step back, be the observer, look at your financial situation and recognize you don't know everything and reach out for help. And that help might be, how do I make my money work better for me? How do I invest it to protect my future? Or it might be, I'm stuck financially and I'm tired of being here and I'm spinning my wheels and it's exhausting me and I need to know how to get out from underneath this. This month is Financial Literacy Month, so another great reason for this card is because it's all about educating us about our finances. If you just stay attuned to the World Wide Web, there's going to be resources after resource after resource popping up everywhere. So be the observer on your finances, open up your eyes, open up your mind and your senses and allow resources to come to you. So that's your first card for this show. Okay, so we're going to move into another couple of songs in the weather. And this is a new song that was on the station, and I thought it was very fitting for tonight, seeing how I'm reading Oracle cards. And it's Buy More Buddhas. I haven't heard this, but I thought that that sounded like a great little song. And then the weather's going to follow that. And then money, lawyers, and guitars. So enjoy these couple of tunes. Enjoy the weather forecast. And then I'll be back, pick another card, give you another message about your finances, and let you know what the world wants you to do about your money and your finances. I'll be back.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
Oh, she needs a small reminder of what's going on inside her. Something to tell her to be strong, to tell her to stay calm. So she buys more Buddhas, buys everyone they'll sell her. Yeah, Buddha wouldn't like it, but he's not around to tell her how to act or who to be. If only it were that easy, if only it were that easy. She put a Buddha in the garden, fishes swimming round his toes, and a Buddha in the hallway, blessing all who come and go. There's a Buddha in our office where we work from dawn till night. Well, as long as Buddha's here, guess everything's alright. We'll buy more Buddhas, buy everyone they'll sell me. If only it were that easy, if only it were that easy. There's a Buddha in the bathroom staring at me in the tub. Lucky Buddha in the kitchen, give his chubby tum a rub. And there's a Buddha in the living room perched on the TV. Well, I hope that he likes CSI repeated endlessly. And there's a Buddha in the bedroom, so let's keep the action zen. We can always turn him to face the wall. Every now and then we
buy more Buddhas, buy everyone they'll sell us.
Yeah, Buddha wouldn't like it, but he's not around to tell us how to act or who to be.
If only it were that easy, if only it were that easy. Thank you.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by Chester Golf Club. Enjoy the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting.
For Thursday night, mainly cloudy, fog patches developing after midnight. Wind southeast, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40, becoming south 20 early in the evening, and a low of 13. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, fog patches dissipating in the morning, wind south, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40, and a high of 20 except for 16 along parts of the coast. For Friday night, a few showers ending after midnight and then clearing, fog patches dissipating near midnight, wind southwest, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 40, becoming northwest 30, gusting to 50 after midnight, and a low of 6. For Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 10, and for Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 7.
Currently, it's 11 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Thinking of new golf clubs? The Pro Shop at Chester Golf Club can help. Do your comparison shopping with us first and see what we can do for you. Remember, this is a member-owned pro shop, and we're competitive. Plus, if something's not right, we offer a no-hassle return policy. A variety of services are available, including custom-made clubs, club repairs, and several brands of grips, shafts, and spikes. Call the Chester Golf Club today, 902-275-4543.
Drinking, and I've done my share of dope. And there's nights I've been so lonesome, I thought of finding me some rope. And I've gotten good at lying, save what's left of my name. And I've taken little pills to take away the big pains. And the last time I was happy, guess she was in my arms back before the money, lawyers and guitars. Well, the wheels upstairs keep turning long after the lights go out. Laying there in silence, wondering what it's all about. And I can sell fire to the devil, but can't make her buy one word. Tell the truth for a month of Sundays, it'd only be lies that she heard. So easy when I'm sorry is too hard. blame on the money, lawyers and guitars.
And that was Money, Lawyers, and Guitars, a little bit of a sad song. And prior to that, Buy Me More Buddhas, which was a fun song. It actually reminded me of an outing I had two months ago, when it was some girls took the kids to the Halcon convention and some moms and I stayed in a hotel room. And I went for a little walk downtown and ventured into some shops. And in this shop, they had all that wonderful stuff like incense and great fabrics, etc. And they had a little bin of Buddhas. And so I bought myself a little Buddha. I just have one. I don't have one in every room of the house. And he's a little tiny Buddha with his little Buddha belly. So there you go. Songs transport you and take you back. So hi, everyone. You're listening to Money Matters with Marianne. I'm Marianne. And I'm right here on Cove FM 88.7 on your FM dial and broadcasting from Hubbards, Nova Scotia. So hello to everybody in the community who's listening and any of you who are tuned in online from anywhere in the world. So hello to everyone everywhere. So tonight's show is a little different. I'm having a little bit of fun. I'm playing my favorite money songs, and I have my Wisdom of the Oracle deck of cards with me, and I'm picking cards and just looking at what is the message for all of you around your money and finances. So we're having fun with that. And the reason is that this is my 1 year anniversary of this show. So I've been doing this for a year, and I thought that that was worth celebrating, because I don't know, it doesn't even seem like a year. It's been so much fun. I've just really been enjoying doing this. Love the new studio that we have in Hubbards. In fact, they're working on it tonight to make it even better. And life is good. All right, so let's see. I'm going to pick a card here. Let's see what comes up. Be funny if the same card came up. I'll just pick another one if that happens. That's not going to happen. All right. Oh my gosh. Did I mention how much I love this deck of cards? And I mean, the cards that come up are always just so perfect. So I'm describing them to you because you can't see them, but they're absolutely beautiful. I'll put some pictures of the cards I've chosen on the Cove FM Facebook page. I'll link it to my my show announcement there for everyone. Okay, so the card I picked is All That Glitters. And so it is a picture of a mountain of glittery gold with a couple of masks, those beautiful masks that go around your eyes. And there is what appears to be a angel maybe in the background with beams of light. So All That Glitters. And I've often done shows, All That Glitters, and played songs with glitter and gold in them. So again, how fitting is this card? And so I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. I'm going to read the essential meaning. There's expanded ones, but I'm not going to go into those because that'll take the show way too long. But I'll do the essential meaning and then I'll give you my little 2 cent tidbit on that. So essential meanings: a need to see beyond the superficial, the desire to don a mask or dress something up to disguise its true nature, trying to be something you're not, chasing after every sparkly new thing. How perfect is that? How many of you out there are listening to me read this card going, oh my gosh, that's me? So what this reminds me of is a few things. Keeping up with the Joneses is definitely the statement that comes up first of all, because we spend our lives trying to appear that we are important, that we have more, that we aren't lacking. And so, of course, the keeping up with the Joneses mentality is, trying to spend money and do things that you're watching other people do. So how discouraging is it when you're struggling financially to look at friends or neighbors or sometimes even people you don't know drive around in their new car or buy their new home or renovate their existing home or go down south for a trip or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so this card is about releasing that facade and not getting caught up in that, you know, I need to have more glitter to be more important so that people see me. It's not about that. In fact, I would argue that that is definitely, it's becoming a demise of our society, that we are borrowing our future lives by using credit to live a life now that our income can't support. And so we're literally giving away our future income to finance companies, to banks, you know, in interest rates and et cetera, interest payments. We're literally giving away our future income, and we're impacting the way that we're going to be living in the future. And I deal with seniors all the time coming in to see me where that's happened for them. And now they have a very meager standard of living in their golden years. So again, how fitting for this card. So that's how I would kind of put that message out there to everyone, is all that glitters is not always gold. And sometimes when you strip that away, you have what's really important to you and what's really important in your life. And coming back to the basics and just really looking at, you know, what's in your heart and what makes sense to you. It doesn't matter what the outer world thinks. So that is the All That Glitters card. All right. Wow, time is just flying. Time flies when you're having fun. Okay, so a couple more tunes and community calendar coming up. And so my next two song choices are ABBA, Money, Money, Money. Great song. Love it. And Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares. So this version's by Eddie Foster, not your typical Travis Tritt one. And so enjoy these couple of tunes. The community calendar will follow. And then I'll be back. I'll pick a third card, which will probably be our last one for this evening, and see what other message I have for all of you out there.
Sorry. a quarter, call someone you can. Caught me unaware. Well, the fact is you lost. Girl, that can't be undone. Here's a quarter, call someone who can. Call someone who listened and might give a damn. Maybe one of you sorted a bit.
Okay, and I am back, and there were a few tunes and the community calendar events, so you know what's happening in the community. All right, so I have my handy-dandy Oracle card deck here, and I'm going to pick another card, see what other message we have that we can share around your finances and helping you improve your finances. So remember that that doesn't mean your finances are bad. It could mean taking your finances from good to great, or it could be, obviously, if they're not good, then definitely making sure that we get those finances up to good. All right, so the card that I picked is the Thinker card. And so this is a very sparkly golden yellow card. There's a few boxes and there's this little fairy sitting on a box in the Thinker's pose, just so you can kind of visually see that. And the essential meaning is strategy, being analytical and logical. All right, so I'm going to share a little bit of the prosperity message just because this one's a little more simple of a card, but there's definitely some things I want to share right off the bat with you. But just before I do that, I'm going to read this because I think this speaks to what I'm going to say. All right, ready? Calculated action is called for now. It's important to sit down and plan a strategy. Focus on the steps you're going to take to claim your prosperous life. Lists are your friends now, so get out your journal, write down what you're going to do today to signal to the universe that you're serious about attracting abundance. Your plans and strategies will yield wonderful results. Remember, your most effective strategic partner is spirit. You will win this game and your triumph will be for the highest good of all. So that was a little expanded message, getting a little spiritual side there. So my apologies if that is outside of anyone's beliefs, because we all have our own and I don't impose mine on anyone. But the Thinker card, so strategy being analytical and logical, goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show, in that tracking where your money's going is definitely a thinker analytical thing to do. It was funny because I was meeting with a gal this week and we were talking about doing that, and I could just see the anxiety come up. It was in her face and in her body language. And I said, you know, this isn't for everyone. For some, it's really easy to do that. For others, it brings up a lot of fear and anxiety. And it did for her. And she said, it's not my strong point. It's something I struggle with. And quite honestly, I'm afraid to see it. And that's really, it's a really valid point. So, you know, what I would offer with that card is find a way that's simple for you. There's some great programs out there. There's apps for your phone. The one I've mentioned before that my personal favorite is Mint, M-I-N-T. But there's other ones as well, and they can do a lot of the work for you. And it's not about restricting yourself, but basically just seeing where the money's going so that you can make some really good decisions around your finances. So I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Don't worry, it's not over yet. I do have some songs coming up, but that will be the last card that we pick. So I wanted to shake things up and do things a little different, which I did. And I'd love your feedback. So, you know, feel free to email in studio@covefm.com, pop on the Facebook page. In fact, here's what I'll do. If you go find the Cove FM Facebook page and you go on and like or comment on my post. So every Thursday I do a little Money Matters with Marianne post, like it's upcoming. So if you like or comment, I will pull one of my Oracle deck cards for you specifically and private message you with your own personal message about finances. So there you go. That's my offer for you. So we are coming up to the hour, and we have Money City Maniacs coming up, and then the ending song tonight, of course, after my very, you know, fun Monty Python one that I always put in there, is going to be Sonia Light, My Name is Money. So again, a couple great money tunes that I really like that I wanted to share with you this evening. So I'll be back after this song to say my goodbyes and end the show off, but enjoy this next song.
Yeah.
And that, folks, ends my hour with you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed the show. It has been my pleasure to be doing this for a year as of last week, and I'm looking forward to the next year. So, as always, I'm wishing you happy, healthy finances. Just have a great week and a great weekend. And, enjoy life. You know, that's what it's all about. So I'm going to send you out with Monty Python's Flying Circus, and you be sure to stay tuned because we have the 80s at 8 with Lash LaRue, and so you're going to want to stick around and listen to that. Have a great week, everyone. See you next week.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pyjamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money, money, money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around.
Round, round, round.
You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world go around.